Fertility Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So did you know that tart cherries can relieve muscle aches and pain? You know, because the over-the-counter, what we call NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, that's your aspirin, ibuprofen, billion-dollar market, they have a lot of side effects, bleeding issues in the gut, some of them even linked to heart attack, kidney failure. You know, because of that, there's been an ongoing search for more natural agents that could prove to be more beneficial and safer for those everyday aches and pains that many of us suffer as we get older. And so where has this brought us to? Well, it's brought us to the tart cherry. Turns out this powerful fruit, I just did a lecture on what I called the super fruits, the best of the super fruits, and tart cherries was part of that lecture. There are key antioxidants called flavonoids in these are the compounds that give a lot of the fruits that deep, dark, color to them. Well, these flavonoids have been shown to help control numerous pathways that help to reduce inflammation and pain. So a lot of research has gone into the cherry and the connection to muscle aches. This is important. This number blew me away, and I keep saying it wrong. I keep wanting to say 11 million. It's actually 111 million prescriptions are written every year for muscle aches and pains, accounting for over 60% of the over-the-counter pain reliever sales in the U.S. alone. That's a lot of drugs with a lot of potential side effects. And by the way, you just have to keep taking them over and over and over again, and that's just going to increase your chance for side effects. So what's causing this pain? I think I want to talk a little bit about why this happens, why we tend to suffer a little bit more from those aches and pains as we get older, and then we'll talk about the research behind the tart cherry. So what's causing all this pain? As we get older, we lose muscle fibers. You know, each muscle, like the muscles in your arm, the biceps, those are known as skeletal muscles, and they have these fibers that line up in parallel lines. And as we get older, we lose those fibers. There's a name for it called sarcopenia. It's just a muscle wasting, if you will. It's not the same muscle wasting that you might see with people with chronic diseases like cancer or chronic infections. It's just an age-related process where we lose muscle mass. But what happens is when those fibers are breaking down and are deteriorating, it's replaced usually with fluid and connective tissue, which causes intramuscular inflammation. And of course, we then know that inflammation in those pathways are well, you know, associated with pain. So the loss of muscle fibers as we get older is one of the theories. And then, so as you're getting older and you're losing these muscle fibers, but yet we're still telling people to get out there and exercise, which we need to do, right? We need to get out there and exercise. But the problem is, since you already have that intramuscular inflammation and pain there, you start to exercise, that increases the inflammation. It increases the damage that can occur to the fibers that are there, and that can cause more pain. So exercise itself can kind of trigger some of this. And there's other reasons for these types of pain conditions, these soft tissue pain conditions, and we just don't really know why it happens. There's autoimmune situations, hyperimmune situations going on, but ultimately we just don't know. But a lot of good research behind the tart cherries with how they are able to ease that intramuscular inflammation and accelerate muscle repair. Now, the research started in animal models, and that's where usually it begins. So there was, maybe in the mid-90s, early 2000, there was research that demonstrated orally administrated flavonoids. And that specific type of flavonoid is called an anthocyanin from the tart cherries, that when you gave these anthocyanins, these flavonoids, to rats in a dose-dependent manner, they were able to reduce intramuscular inflammation that they initiated in the rat through different types of chemicals. Now, they also then extrapolated that research to horse horse races and stuff. Horses there are under a tremendous amount of stress, and they started administering oral anthocyanins and flavonoids from tart cherries and had some of the same effects they had in the rats. There was less inflammation, less pain. The horse was able to get back into running with less downtime. So that excited a lot of the researchers who then applied that initial researchers to humans. And the first testing was looking at tart cherries in humans on the degree of pain following exercise. So they thought, let's first put some humans, like the horses, through some intense exercise, right? Let's initiate some of that intramuscular inflammation and oxidative stress that's causing damage. Let's get that pain going, and then let's see if tart cherries can decrease the pain safely. So this was a double-blind, randomized trial of runners. And they were participating in a 24-hour relay race. And the runners drank two 16-ounce beverages containing either the tart cherry juice that was concentrated to those antioxidants or a placebo daily for 1 week prior to the race and then during the race. And the two tart cherry beverages for that one group, I think, provided what would be the equivalent of about 80 milligrams of antioxidants, which is a pretty decent dose. Now, both groups reported some pain after the race. I mean, you're talking about a 24-hour relay race. But the runners who drank tart cherry, they experienced a substantially diminished pain during the race and after the race, that meaning that the pain wasn't as severe in those taking the placebo, and they felt better faster. So this tells us that there's some sort of natural protection with these antioxidants from acute muscle soreness. And then also, maybe they're helping the immune system in the recovery and the repair of any sort of muscle damage. Now, to confirm all this, so here you have the animal model and the rats and the horse showing that there's some potential here with tart cherries, right? And then that was done in humans, confirming that in rigorous exercise. So there was another study where they looked at muscle recovery specifically. Because that was more interesting to, and it's more interesting to me, in an aging population is muscle recovery. So they gave tart cherry or a control drink for 5 days before, on the day of, and for 2 days after some what you might call mild exercise, maybe 30 minutes walking, maybe a light jog. And the exercise group who were taking the tart cherries had significantly lower inflammation biomarkers, including C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation I can check in your blood. That was lower than those taking the placebo. There was another one called interleukin-6, which is a powerful marker of inflammation that was lower in those taking the tart cherry. And the tart cherry group also recovered strength faster than the control group. Now, that's important, again, because we're talking more about aging Americans getting out there and exercise. So adding a tart cherry beverage that is low in sugar but concentrated in the antioxidants, or maybe doing a tart cherry extract, could help you to exercise more because you're going to have faster recovery and an increase in strength after that exercise. So that's the exciting news coming out in tart cherry research. And this study that I'm talking about here, looking at those specific biomarkers and the strength, it was published in the Journal of International Society of Sports Nutrition, a really good peer-reviewed journal. So what I suggest is an extract of tart cherries, about 500 to 1,200 milligrams a day. I would do it every day. It's safe. In these studies, there were no side effects. But the key thing is make sure that it's standardized to 50% of those anthocyanins, those flavonoid antioxidants that are found in the tart cherries, because you have to have the right amount of those antioxidants. If you don't, you may not get the same results. So you want to get out there and exercise, which we all got to do, but you don't like that muscle aches and pains, try some tart cherries. It really could be the difference of not exercising versus getting out there and staying active. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.